Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a miracle story. Now, of course, miracles don't happen every day that we notice, but the truth is that Hashem is doing miracles all the time. The biggest miracle, of course, is that we're here. That's a very big miracle, except that it is something we're so used to that we don't think about it. But the regular type of miracle, you know, something amazing happens. That's our story today. This is a story told by the Shliach to Hofstra University in Hempstead, New York. His name is Rabbi Shmuley Lieberman. And he has been a Shliach there for many, many years. In fact, he has children who are grown and help him in the Shlichus. But in this case, although he mainly works with college students, he got to know a certain mechanic, auto mechanic, named David. And he had a shop not too far from the campus. And so Rabbi Lieberman got to know him. Now, David was a teenager when, unfortunately, his father passed away. His father had started the shop. And so, of course, losing a parent as a teenager is very, very difficult. It was very, very traumatic. But he grew up very quickly. And eventually, he took over the shop for his father. He didn't know much about Yiddishkeit when Rabbi Lieberman first met him, but he was open and he was anxious to learn. Sometime later, he got married, and they decided, he and his wife, that they would start keeping Shabbos and they would move to a Jewish community. So the relationship went on, and one day, Rabbi Lieberman visited the shop to see David, and David looked terrible. He was very anxious looking, he was depressed looking. "What happened?" asked Rabbi Lieberman. "I have no idea," said David. "The City Environmental Protection Commission say that my shop had a gas leak and that it polluted the entire area. They closed my shop. They forcibly closed my auto repair shop. And now they're suing me for environmental damages. Hundreds of thousands of dollars. I have no idea what to do." Rabbi Lieberman tried to comfort him, but he didn't know what to say. A few weeks later, when he visited David again, David handed him a couple of small, heavy bags. And he said, "In here are coins that we've collected from cars over the years," meaning cars that people traded in or asked us to take to the junkyard or whatever. And we found these different coins, or we collected them from coins that fallen on the floor in the shop, from wherever. And they're probably 20 years old. But I'll give them to you for tzedakah, and maybe that will be a merit that will somehow protect me. I looked at the bags. It was a bunch of old coins, a couple of dollars here and there. But, Rabbi Lieberman said, near the top of the pile, I saw a dollar that looked a little bit different. Sure enough, it has writing on it. I read the writing, and it said, "This dollar was received from the Lubavitcher Rebbe on such and such date." No name, just the Lubavitcher Rebbe, not the name of the person who once owned it. "Look at this," I said to David. "This is a dollar from the Rebbe. That means the Rebbe is giving you a bracha, that everything will be fine. You said that the coin should be a schus, a merit for you. It's a bigger merit than you ever imagined." Sure enough, a couple of weeks later, with no explanation, the commission dropped the charges. David's business went back to a successful continuation. Now, how do we explain such a story? Can't really explain it. It was a miracle. It was a natural miracle because, after all, they were just dollars and they had been there in the shop for decades and they happened to find the dollars. But, of course, it's very unlikely that a dollar given by the Rebbe should end up in the hand of this mechanic. So it's what we call a wonder, meaning it's not that it's against nature, like the dollar didn't drop out of the sky or something like that. But it's amazing that the dollar somehow made the journey to this person. But then what about the fact that the commission suddenly dropped the charges? Now, that's also not really a miracle, because commissions make charges and drop charges. They do it all the time. But that it should come exactly at this moment when it was so needed, and right after he found the dollar from the Rebbe, so seemingly that is a miracle. And really, of course, Hashem is running the world all the time, and we don't see the miracles that are happening all the time. They're happening all the time. We are just not aware of them. But if we open our eyes, we will see more of them. Especially, we can appreciate ones that don't at first look like miracles just because we're so used to them. For example, a baby bird hatching from an egg. Very miraculous thing. We're used to it. But it's certainly an act of Hashem. How does a baby bird know how to peck out of the shell? And so forth and so on. But especially when we see a miracle that's connected with the tzaddik, especially the tzaddik of the generation, this is something which is very inspiring. And this reminds us what the Jews said after the miracle of the splitting of the sea and the Egyptians drowning in the sea, V'yaminu b'Hashem v'Moshe abdo. The Jewish people believed in Hashem and in Moshe his servant. That, of course, we believe in Hashem, but also that Hashem works through a Moshe, works through a tzaddik. Just as Hashem told Moshe that the Jews will believe in you and they'll also believe in the prophets who come after you. Of course, we have to do the work. We have to learn Torah as much as we can and do mitzvahs as much as we can and try to connect ourselves to the leaders of the generation, to our own local Rabbanim, as well as the leaders of the generation. And this will certainly bring Mashiach quicker, especially when we are full partners in trying to bring Mashiach through learning Torah and doing the mitzvahs. May all of this help, especially our brothers and sisters in Israel, freeing all the hostages immediately, healing all those who are injured, and with the coming of the Geula, bringing back to life those who unfortunately lost their lives. May it happen immediately, especially through our work and your work. And thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.